Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Sometimes the best kind of medicine can be a new hairstyle. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. Today is January 22nd, and this is Naomi, Brian, and Amanda back in the studio for day two of our health article. Now, even after listening to yesterday's program, you may be thinking, what exactly do hairstyles have to do with health? Well, what do you think, Brian?
It makes me think of the sidebar, Naomi, that we read yesterday of the journey with style and self-respect and how your style and looking good can increase your self-respect.
Yeah, I would agree with that. One of my favorite things to do if I have a free, you know, half hour or so is to watch makeover shows. I just love them. I love seeing, you know, the different fashions, different hairstyles, different makeup that people try. But I think the reason why I love them the most is that the people really seem transformed. Their attitudes change as they see, you know, how good they look. They feel better inside, too.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you agree, Amanda?
Oh, totally agree. I'm a bit like yourself. I like to watch them, too. I think it just to see people's attitude change, then become happier. You know, they go in looking so depressed and down, and then they come out feeling so confident that you just, it gives you the confidence too just by watching that show.
That's
you know?
True. And I think sometimes people feel like when their outside matches their inside a little better, you know, maybe they think, I'm a great person on the inside and people can't see it. Mm. Well, sometimes, you know, getting a hair wash can make you kind of get in touch with that inner self. Mm-hmm. And actually, before the program started, our sound engineer, Marco, who is amazing and we love him, he was sharing about how before he was working for Advanced, he used to sell cars for a living. And one day he was not feeling very good or very confident. And at lunchtime, he went out and got a hair wash. Well, when he came back that afternoon, he told us he sold two cars in just one afternoon. That's amazing, isn't it?
That's efficient.
And it was the hair wash that made all the difference.
There you go. It can change into sales even.
But in this case, we're more specifically, once again, talking about health. If your outside matches how you feel on the inside, you know, it can boost your confidence and your optimism, and maybe you'll even fight disease more and better. Hmm. And so we meet who exactly, Brian?
Well, in the first day, we meet a lady named Bessie Henderson, and we meet the man, the star of the article, Jacques Shy, who is the hairdresser who helps all these people like Bessie feel better.
Right. And Bessie really did feel better, as we read yesterday.
That's right. We did. We saw that she went from having bad hair day or even a bad head to feeling transformed.
She felt like a whole new person. And, of course, the person responsible is Mr. Shy, who I'm becoming a very big fan of. I think he's got a really great attitude.
He does. He's got his own style, we could say. I mean, he really meets people's needs and gets his own needs met, it seems, as well.
And I think he's also quite brave, because when he first started volunteering at this hospital, he wasn't officially really even supposed to be there.
Right. He wasn't authorized to be there. But I do think that, you know, he saw the need in people, realized the need was beyond that, and was willing to step out and as we saw yesterday, prove that laughter really is the best medicine.
Right. He, of course, this doesn't mean that he disrespected the rules. Of course, he was very careful and he wanted to respect the doctors and nurses as well. But through that process, he has become certified, basically, in this hospital. He is authorized now to be there. And he even gets assignments from doctors and nurses to help them out with different situations. So it's pretty amazing how it went from just helping a friend one day into basically a second career for Mr. Shy. Let's find out more about his story with our first reading on page 33.
Hairdos of Hope. He brings something more than just a beautician, said Van Bolak, who works in cardiology. For one thing, he carries malpractice insurance. Waving Shai's business card, Henderson called to Shai on his way out, "I want other people to see this." Shai wants the word to get out too. Having quietly established his service at Duke, Shai hopes to see a field he calls medical cosmetology recognized by the state and across the nation. "This isn't a win-win situation," Shai said. "It's a win-win-win. It helps the doctors and nurses, it enriches my soul, and it gives patients hope."
Okay, so hairdos of hope. How can a hairdo bring hope? Well, we hear from someone who's working in cardiology named Van Blalock. And what does that person say, Brian?
He says that Mr. Shai brings something more than just a beautician. So he's inferring that Mr. Shai is giving more than just hairstyling. He's actually helping people feel better.
Okay, now let's back up a second. A beautician is someone who works with basically any kind of cosmetics to help people look their best. But, Brian, before we started, you were mentioning to me that there's a bit of a difference here between something like what Mr. Shai is doing and like something veering towards plastic surgery.
That's right. Mr. Shai wants to make this field of medical cosmetology something that people can recognize. Actually, if you ask most people in the medical field, they would probably tell you that medical cosmetology deals more with skin than it would with hair.
Okay.
So he's kind of this maybe more like what this man says, a beautician, which would deal more with the styling of the hair and the care of the hair.
Right. So he's not technically a medical professional at this point, but he is still more than a beautician. And for one thing, in line 21, we discover something important that he has.
That's right. He has malpractice insurance. Now, malpractice is when people make mistakes while working during their job, which causes injury or loss to somebody or something. And so a lot of people need, especially doctors or where this could happen, occupations where it could happen, they take out insurance because if people sue them, it can cost a lot of money.
Right. Now, my hairdresser does not have malpractice insurance. So what's the difference here between my hairdresser in my neighborhood and someone like Mr. Shai?
Well, Mr. Shai is professional in the sense that he knows how to work around the people, like Amanda said yesterday, who have things hooked up to them. Maybe they're in a critical condition or recovering from a very long surgery. So he knows how to deal with that and be delicate enough to preserve people's health and safety.
And he clearly does a really good job of that because once again, we go back to Bessie Henderson. And what does she say?
Well, we see that she is waving his business card and she calls out to him on his way out of the room saying, "I want other people to see this." She's very enthusiastic.
Yeah, she's a big fan. And this is great when you're starting any kind of business. You need people like Bessie to help spread the word and let others know how good your services are. Of course, that's exactly what Mr. Shai wants.
That's right. He wants to get the word out. And he wants to, as we said a minute ago, he wants to see this field of his, this new field that he's kind of pioneering, he wants to see it recognized by the state and across the nation so that people like himself could serve in other hospitals.
Right. So medical cosmetology is sort of still being defined, it sounds like. It's clear from this article that this kind of service for patients can be very helpful to them. But is it really this kind of field or not?
And that's what he's hoping will happen. And he needs to find that out by being recognized by the government and across the nation. So we still don't know for sure, but he's really hoping that they will, in fact, see him and recognize him for this.
Good. It says he's sort of quietly established his service in this one place. In other words, he sort of started out small and just grew and grew, both in his abilities and his services, and also in the trust that he got from the staff there. So it's really become very successful in this one institution, but is it something that will spread, you know, that will become its own real field? Well, we'll see. But Shai is definitely in favor of it, and he explains more about why.
He is in favor of it, and he says it's not only a win-win situation where both parties in an exchange can benefit, but he says it's a win-win-win situation, a triple win, where it's the doctors and nurses are being helped, and he's personally being enriched, and he's also, of course, giving the patients hope.
Okay, and I love that second point that he squeezes in there. What does he mean?
Well, when we say that you are enriching something, it means you're adding value to or increasing value to it. So he really feels that by doing this job, he is adding value to his soul.
Wow, that's amazing to have a job where you feel so, just so inspired by what you do. I think that's really, really important and very special too. Let's continue with our next reading.
The reality. It is not fluff, noted Dawai Olson, a nurse and scientist who works primarily in the neurological ICU. Many of Olson's patients have head injuries, some are unconscious or awakening from surgery or coma. Many are in the hospital for extended periods. They often have blood and icky stuff in their hair, Olson said. Jacques gets rid of all that. We trust him. Shai is alert to issues of contagion, meticulously sterilizing his equipment after every customer. He knows what's at stake.
So what is the reality about Mr. Shai and what he's doing? Well, we hear from someone at Duke, and what does she have to say?
Well, she says it is not fluff. Now, that's an interesting word, fluff. And fluff we use to describe something that is useless or not important. So we hear from a nurse and a scientist named Dawai Olson. And so she's saying this is not unimportant. This is important.
Right. Often we talk about fluff being content in a newspaper or a magazine. That's really just, it doesn't matter at all. It's just silly stuff. And so some people would say, oh, that's nice. Someone came in to do your hair in the hospital. Nice, but totally unnecessary. But even the nurse is arguing that actually that's not true.
Mm. That's right. It's something that helps the patients in a significant way.
Right. And so we hear a bit more about the patients that are involved in this process.
That's right. Ms. Olson works with people who have had head injuries or brain injuries, and many of these people are unconscious or awakening from surgery or coma. So Mr. Shai is dealing with people who have had serious injuries, and he knows how to handle it.
Right. And I think that's one important point as well. These people maybe have incisions or injuries on their heads. And so it's not easy to stay clean and to wash your hair if you're in that situation. It takes a lot of very, 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 I would say it takes TLC, tender loving care. You need to really pay attention, a lot of focus.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these people, you know, their families, they're very precious to their family members. They're hoping that they will wake up. And, just being there for a long extended period of time, like we see many are there for a long period of time, the families are hoping they'll be looked after, or maybe even what he is doing will stimulate something to wake them up.
That's a good point as well, that massage could really make a difference. And, of course, also they might have, as the nurse says, blood and icky stuff in their hair, you know, just leftover things from the surgery and so on. Mm-hmm. And so where does Mr. Shai step in?
Well, he gets rid of all that stuff, all that icky stuff and all the blood. He is able to remove it. And so they trust him.
Right. And that, again, could make the patient feel better. But also, as you were saying, if their family members come and visit and they look, you know, like themselves, I think that's encouraging to them also. It's less traumatizing. It makes them a little less scared about the whole thing. So that's a really important point. As we go on to the next paragraph, we see that there are more things that Mr. Shai really has to pay attention to.
That's right. He's worried about protecting these patients from getting infections while they're in his care. So he meticulously sterilizes his equipment after every customer. Meticulously here as an adverb, meaning he does it very, very carefully, takes care of them. I suppose he has a machine or something he brings with him. And sterilize means to clean or to kill all the germs on the instruments.
Right. So these really have to be perfectly clean before he can use them on the next customer. Even a pair of scissors could carry some bacteria, and you just never know what could happen. So he is extremely careful. It sounds like he has probably learned a lot on the job.
Right. And he's working with doctors and nurses that have most probably educated him on, you know, what these contagions are, you know, the different diseases or infections that can happen. And he's taken note of that, like you said, so that he knows what could happen and he knows what's at risk.
Or, as we say here, what's at stake, what could be lost or damaged in this kind of situation. Let's finish up with our final reading.
Conditioning treatment. The treatment is more mental than physical, though. For patients who are conscious, it's true that when you look better, you feel better, Olson said. When the patient looks more like the person they used to be, the family feels more hopeful too. Even when Shai worked 5 days a week at the medical center, it was not lucrative. Carolyn Graham, a patient resource manager, said that sometimes nurses pass the hat to cover his materials. He does so much for the patients. Shai believes he is the one who receives the blessing. For him, this is not so much a business as a ministry. He now hopes to proselytize about the benefits of medical cosmetology.
What is a conditioning treatment?
Well, conditioning comes from the word to condition. And conditioner that most probably people are familiar with is, you know, the thing that you do after you shampoo your hair to keep it moisturized and soft. So here we see it's pretty crucial for a hairdresser to know how to do a conditioning treatment to bring back the moisture in somebody's hair.
Right. But here we're using that subheading as more of a metaphor. And so this idea that the treatment that Mr. Shai brings does sort of condition people. It sort of helps them along. It smooths out some tangles. It helps encourage them and boost them up the same way that a good treatment might do for your hair. And so it's kind of a fun way to introduce this final section where we learn that this treatment, it's kind of complicated.
Yes, indeed. It's more mental than physical. So it's not only a treatment that's healing the body, but it's also healing the mind and the self-esteem of the patients. And Miss Olson, rather, says, for patients who are conscious, it's true that when you look better, you feel better. And so these are for the patients who are conscious. He also has some patients who may not be conscious.
Okay. We already talked about that idea of, you know, if you feel good and you look good, both of them together, then you're more likely to be optimistic and to stay optimistic. So if you, you know, if your hair looks great, maybe you feel a little better too. You feel a little brighter about your future. But there's a flip side here.
Right. We also learned that when the patient looks more like the person that a family or the family members used to be like, then their family feels more hopeful as well.
So I think this particularly applies to maybe a patient who's in a coma, right? Because if someone's in a coma, there's not a lot you can do and there's not a lot you can say. It feels very depressing and I think really scary too. Mm-hmm.
I imagine it would be. And so having their hair done or styled would help the family to remember them as they were before.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that can be very encouraging because if someone looks like they're sick, then you think, oh, no. But if someone looks the way you know them, then I think it is easier to have that hope, mm-hmm. right?
I think so, because you see, well, maybe they're getting well. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see that they look better, especially maybe it's brought color back to their cheeks, you know, just the sparkle in their eye because they've become confident, then the family member also thinks, oh, wow, maybe you're coming back. Maybe you're going to be able to get through this.
Right. Good. Now, speaking of getting through hard times, Mr. Shai has had his share of hard times. We know that he had to stop working and he was on disability insurance and, you know, all of this kind of thing that's gone on in his life. It's been pretty hard for him to get through. And now that he's working at the hospital, unfortunately, it's still not very lucrative. What does that mean?
Lucrative refers to how easy you can make money, how quickly you can make money. So he must be making enough to pay a few of his bills, but he's not getting rich.
No, definitely not. And we find out that actually the hospital staff is sort of helping to support him.
Right. We meet Carolyn Graham, and she's a patient resource manager. And she says, just to help Shai out, that sometimes the nurses pass the hat to cover his materials. Now, to pass the hat means to collect money for him to be able to buy maybe his shampoo, the equipment that he needs, because he's not making enough money to cover those needs.
Right. And so he is basically a volunteer, even though he's working very hard. He's not subsidized by the government or by the hospital foundation the way much of the operations of a hospital would be. And so he sort of has to cover his own materials and so on unless they help him out. I think it's pretty amazing that they believe in him so much that they're willing to do that.
Definitely. And it's amazing, too, in the next paragraph that he still sees this all as a blessing, not as a burden, but as something that really brings him joy.
Mm. And so for him, once again, it's back to that idea of it being a win-win-win situation, right?
That's right. He says for him, this is not so much a business as a ministry. So he loves to care for people. And I think just as he's caring for these people, the staff in the hospital see that, and they all feel blessed because of it.
Okay, so he is blessed, the doctors and nurses are blessed, and the patients are blessed. But for him, again, this isn't so much a business as it is a ministry. What exactly does that mean, Brian?
Well, that means it's, like Amanda said, it's involved, focused on caring for other people and giving instead of only receiving.
Okay. It also means that he's hoping to proselytize. And what does that mean?
Proselytize means to persuade others. Okay, so that he wants to tell them how great this is and how beneficial it is. And so he's hoping that other people will be convinced of the same thing.
We hear this term sometimes in religion, sometimes in politics, and sometimes in business even. When you find something that has worked really well, then you want to share with everyone and get them to try it as well. You say, this has changed my life. It'll change your life too. You know, anything from a diet to a new product to, the person you're voting for in the next election. Mm. All of those things can be things where you would want to proselytize, because when you really believe in something, you want to share it. Mm. And that's the case for Mr. Shai, isn't it?
That's right. He's hoping that he can help others with the benefits of this medical cosmetology that he's currently working in.
So he wants this to be a trend that will spread, not just for him, but for other professionals in other hospitals. Mm. Okay, well, let's go to today's feature. Good morning!
Who are you?
I'm Betty Beautician, and I'm here to change your life. Is your name Frank?
Yes, Frank. What is this? Did the doctor send you in here to check on me?
Nobody sends me anywhere, Frank. I go where I'm needed, and you need some major work on your head.
My head? But I just had an operation on my stomach. Here, see the incision?
Oh, that looks bad, but not as bad as your hair. Whoa, Frank, your hair looks like you spent a week in a typhoon.
My hair? Look, I'm ailing from this surgery. I haven't even looked at my hair.
Here's a mirror. Just take one look at yourself.
Oh, no. I do look terrible.
See? The ravages of lying in this bed have made your appearance a mess. Old Betty here is going to give your hair some style and make you feel like $1 million.
$1 million? Is this covered on my insurance?
Don't you worry about insurance, Frank. I have malpractice insurance in case you don't like the style I give you.
Well, okay, Betty. I'm not doing anything else today.
Okay, first I'll shampoo your hair. Here, how's that feel?
Ooh, it's tingly. I like that.
Now let me just dry your hair and brush it back. There you go. Take a look in the mirror.
Wow, I look great. And I feel great. Betty, you're a miracle worker.
Just doing my thing, Frank. Now I have to go and see my next patient. You have a nice day.
If you happen to type this term medical cosmetology into the Google search, Mr. Shai's website will come up. It'll be one of the first 10 websites you find. And it's a really neat website. And listeners, on there, there's a motto that I really wanted to share with you. And it says, giving back self-esteem one patient at a time. And that really seems what Mr. Shai is all about.
I like that a lot, giving people back their self-esteem, because I think that's one of the things that can disappear really quickly when you're not feeling well physically.
Mm-hmm. I think also, you know, we mentioned the connection between mental and physical appearance, you know, how you feel mentally. So when they look, you know, they look at their appearance and they look well, then they feel well.
That's true. I also am really inspired by Mr. Shai's decision to just go after this. You know, I mean, this isn't a field that was already established in the hospital, and yet he still tried his best and just grew kind of one patient at a time. He followed his dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he also really wanted to help other people. And so he wasn't just motivated by his own sort of selfish desires. And I think that's really a great thing to consider when we're considering our own careers. You know, why are we doing the work that we're doing, and who is it helping, and how am I moving forward in this? So I want all of us to think about that and maybe give us some feedback. Let us know your thoughts. What stood out to you about this article? What do you like about it or dislike about it? How can they let us know, Amanda?
Well, they can go to our website and also go to our English corner in there and just leave us a message in there, and then we can get back to them.
Mm-hmm. How else, Brian?
You can go to our Facebook page and respond to this day's article.
All right. So we'll see you online, and we'll see you back for another article soon. Until then, this is Naomi.
And Brian.
And Amanda.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.